From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump and visiting Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Monday exchanged hugs as they met reporters at the White House following their first bilateral talks. Mr. Trump said U.S.-India ties have never been stronger.
During my campaign, I pledged that if elected, India would have a true friend in the White House. And that is now exactly what you have, a true friend.
That's how Mr. Trump characterized deepening security and economic ties with the world's largest democracy, but he also called on India to remove trade barriers.
I look forward to working with you, Mr. Prime Minister, to create jobs in our countries, to grow our economies, and to create a trading relationship that is fair and reciprocal.
Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Modi insisted expanding economic ties are mutually beneficial.
The all-round or comprehensive economic growth and joint progress of both countries and both societies is the main objective for both the president and myself, and will remain so.
Mr. Modi said he's confident his vision of a new India, coupled with Mr. Trump's Make America Great Again campaign pledge, will add new dimensions to their cooperation. He also said both nations are committed to taking their strategic partnership to new heights. Swede Johan Gustafsson, held hostage by al-Qaeda militants in Mali for 6 years, was freed Monday and returned home. Gustafsson was abducted in Timbuktu, November 2011, along with two others, one from South Africa, the other from the Netherlands. Their captors demanded a $5 million ransom. Swedish authorities said his release was secured a few days ago, but would not comment on the ransom. The Dutchman was freed by French special forces in 2015, but the fate of the South African is unknown. This is VOA News. 61-year-old Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo, a prominent Chinese dissident imprisoned since 2009, has been granted medical parole for treatment of liver cancer. His lawyer said he was diagnosed last month. Liu is being treated at a Shenyang City hospital. Human Rights Watch China expert Sophie Richardson said she did not see this coming.
We all know that prison conditions in China, under the best of circumstances, are not conducive to fantastic health, but I don't think anybody had known just how sick he actually was.
A U.S. spokesperson called on China to release Liu and allow his wife, Liu Xia, under house arrest for 7 years, to see him. Liu has been serving an 11-year sentence for subversion for co-authoring the so-called Charter 08, a pro-reform document. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is said to be preparing Tuesday to declare China among the world's worst offenders in human trafficking. In a late Monday statement, the White House said it found potential evidence Syria is preparing another chemical weapons attack. It said such an attack would likely result in the mass murder of civilians. Presidential spokesman Sean Spicer cited activities similar to those that took place before an April chemical weapons attack that drew a U.S. retaliatory response involving a cruise missile strike on a Syrian airbase. Brazil's caretaker president, Michel Temer, has been charged with accepting bribes by the country's top federal prosecutor a year after assuming office after his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, was impeached and removed. Inter-American Dialogue senior fellow Peter Hockham calls it a serious development.
It's part of an ongoing corruption investigation that has implicated one way or another a good share of Brazil's top politicians.
Mr. Temer allegedly took nearly $5 million in bribes from a top meat packer to resolve outstanding tax matters. In Colombia, leftist rebels have turned over nearly all their weapons as part of a ceasefire deal to end a half century of war. The UN said it received over 7,000 arms from members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. The U.S. Supreme Court will consider the case of President Trump's executive order restricting travel while allowing much of it to take effect. The ban temporarily halts travel from six mostly Muslim countries for 90 days and the nation's refugee program for 120 days to allow for security screening procedure revisions. Implementation had been blocked by lower courts. Justices did say it cannot be enforced against those having a credible claim of a relationship with a person or entity in the U.S. Simon Sandoval Motionberg is director of the Immigrant Advocacy Program.
So there's some sort of obvious cases, right, is people who are coming in on family petitions, or people who are coming in to work at a U.S. company, or people who are coming in to study at a U.S. university.
The travel order is expected to go into effect by Thursday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.